So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls, balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning. My name is Chris Gale, and there is a lot for everyone to be thinking about this weekend, Andrew Rose.
Oh, yeah? What?
Easter holidays.
Yeah, cool.
Easter show.
Yeah, sick.
School holidays.
Oh, my God.
Double demerit points on the roads up until 1 minute to midnight.
You're depressing me now.
Please don't put your foot on the accelerator at midnight.
No.
And if that wasn't enough to be going on with, this happened last night down at Amy Park.
Crocker's in position to try and kick the 20-second field goal. It's Mitchell, though, on the left side.
He's done it.
Mitchell's strike is sensational. Latrell Mitchell, a night of who saw that coming.
Amazing bit of audio there of Latrell Mitchell winning the game for the Roosters. Producer Lachlan, now play that audio of the highlights of the Dogs game. No? No highlights? Okay.
We are in radio silence. The Roosters 21, Storm 20, South Sydney Rabbitohs 14, the Bulldogs 6. You hate to do the comparisons, but if you think Latrell Mitchell, you do think about Greg Inglis, who retired this week. We want to salute him as everybody else has.
Of course, the great GI.
What's in a stadium name? Is it Bankwest Stadium or Western Sydney Stadium? Yeah. We're going to have a look at that issue.
Exactly. Case closed.
And coming up next, we preview the rest of the NRL round four, Paddy's Markets. You're on the Weekend Legends with Triple M.
Now we're back with Triple M's Weekend Legends.
The Legends.
Conditions apply. See in store for details. This show may have laxative effect.
Yes, little song there for the Bulldogs fans. Living on a prayer.
By Bon Jovi, voted this week by the Triple M audience, Rose, as the greatest rock power ballad of all time.
Really?
And you know who got second?
Oh, is it Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
By Aerosmith?
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
From Armageddon?
Yeah.
No. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Ah, that's a good one. Best Kurt, drums.
Yeah, the drum fill.
Yeah.
The Cabaret Gorilla.
Yeah, I feel like chocolate now. Stop talking about that song.
All of a sudden, I want to vote for In the Air Tonight, but anyway. Now, coming up at midday, the Triple M NRL Saturday team will take you, as experts, through the rest of the rugby league round and everything that's happened so far.
So basically the opposite of us.
Correct. Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence, Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler. Hang in there for that.
Dream
as,
team.
As Triple M rocks the footy. Mm. But now for Paddy's Markets, we want to just talk you through the balance of the games and what's likely to happen.
So much more footy to go for this Easter weekend. I love it. We get Monday footy back. I love a weekend with Monday footy.
It's kind of Super Saturday because there's only two games because there were two games played.
Sort of Super Saturday.
Oh, no, there's a game on Monday. That's what it is. At 5:30 p.m. and Triple M is calling this, the New Zealand Warriors take on the North Queensland Cowboys at Mount Smart Stadium.
Hooray.
Come on. Show some enthusiasm.
No, look, I like the Warriors. I think they're an exciting team, since round one when they touched us up. I think they've got skills. It's whether it can translate into a top eight. That's always the question with the Warriors.
Blake Green is out, so there's a backline reshuffle. I think Jarrod Beal is into the centres. But Scott Bolton returns after his unfortunate suspension period for the Cowboys.
That's good. The Cowboys need some strength right now.
7:35 p.m. tonight, Dragons take on Manly at Wynn Stadium down at Wollongong. Paul Vaughan has been cleared to play after his ankle injury. I think he incurred that against the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. What was that score?
No, I don't remember.
Move on.
Move on.
And is this the battle of the origin number sevens for Queensland? DCE versus Ben Hunt?
Yeah, I think so. DCE is stepping up this year. Manly, I find really unpredictable to pick. I mean, one week they're killing it. DCE's on fire. The next week they don't know how to string passes together. So Manly's confusing me. But, you know, they've got the power of Dez behind them and Dez gets results.
He certainly does, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the mad professor at the Demountables and Narrabeen. What is going on behind there? I always wonder. Tomorrow, 2 p.m, the Gold Coast Titans, having put their first win on the board last weekend, take on the struggling Newcastle Knights at Cbus Super Stadium. Both teams looking for win number two. This is kind of done or you're gone, isn't it?
Yeah, this is you know, kind of scrambling to stay in it cup at the moment. And the Titans had to get a win eventually. I've been trying to pick them for weeks. They're really hard. I mean, that's a tough game to call. The Titans could very well tip the Knights here and get two wins in a row.
Oddly enough, I'm very, very interested in the next game, which is at 4:05 p.m. being called by Triple M, Raiders versus Broncos down at GIO Stadium.
Why are you so into this one?
Because I think this is season-defining for the Broncos.
Right.
I do struggle to see them making the playoffs if they lose this game.
They really are on the bubble. And a team like the Broncos, their fan base do not like losing. They have a very big fan base, and they're used to the Broncos being the dominant team. They are, and Seabolt is under pressure right now.
And despite the English Fab Four doing great work for the Raiders right now, I expect the Broncos to win this.
Really? You've picked the Broncos? Interesting.
Now, we love blockbusters. If we jump ahead to Anzac Day this Thursday.
Yes.
Public holiday.
Oh, man. There's public holidays up the wazoo at the moment. They're coming everywhere.
Chance to pay respect to everything that our service men and women have done for our country.
Absolutely.
The Melbourne Storm are now have a very traditional fixture against the Warriors down in Melbourne. But, of course, the huge game, the grand old girl, the SCG, 4:05 p.m., where it will be displayed to its best ability.
Yes.
St. George Illawarra take on the Roosters.
It's going to be good to see an Anzac Day game there out of the SCG. It feels very historical, right?
You put in your diary the grand final, the three origins, the test matches, and you always put this game into your diary.
Absolutely.
I'll be there. I think you'll be there in some capacity.
Oh, I'll be there. Wait.
And, of course, the opening of Bankwest Stadium, Easter Monday, Eels versus Tigers. We're going to go through that next. Thanks to Paddy Marcus with over 1,500 stands in two huge locations where you can get all the T-shirts your heart desires, oh, Rose.
I'm going straight after this.
You're guaranteed to find a bargain. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. You are the weekend legends, Triple M.
Kicking you right in the weekend. Oh. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Thanks for being with the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
I'm just grooving along to Green Day there, don't mind me.
You're a dookie, go on.
Well, guys, Sydney Swans vs. GWS Giants is coming up next weekend. Huge derby. Huge derby in the AFL. We've got you covered for this derby on April 27th at the SCG. Call 133-53 to win tickets for you and three mates to see the Swans take on the GWS Giants. Don't miss the latest chapter in Crosstown Rivalry, Swans vs. GWS Giants, Saturday, April 27th. Tickets from Ticketek. Speaking of derbies, Chris Gale.
We are. Now, if I said the name Corey Apuri Puketapapu, or Puketapapu,
bless you.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's the captain of the Western Suburbs Magpies. They're taking on the Wentworthville Magpies, and they're the curtain raiser at Bankwest Stadium this Easter Monday.
Wow.
He's the first rugby league player officially on the field.
Oh, so they're actually going to be the first game at Bankwest.
Yeah, Opuri Paketatapu, I think is the right way to say it.
Well
and,
said.
And as I said, Western Suburbs Maggies taking on the Wentworthville Maggies. Great day for Magpies fans. The main game is Eels versus Tigers at 4 p.m. Triple M is calling it at Bankwest Stadium. Now, this is the completion of this reconstruction of Parramatta Stadium, Rose.
Oh, man, this is exciting. We've waited a long time for this stadium, and we're finally days away. We get to see, we've seen a little bit of, like, the fireworks and how the lighting works, but this is really it. We get to see footy played in the stadium.
And I hope they're careful with the fireworks because, of course, the history of this stadium goes back to Cumberland Oval, where after Parramatta got their first ever premiership defeating the Newtown Jets in 1981, the fans burned Cumberland Oval down.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? You won a title.
They then built Parramatta Stadium, which I think arrived around about the 1986, opened by Queen Elizabeth, sitting next to Neville Wran. You know, she obviously drew the short straw there.
Very excited to be here at the stadium. Lovely.
And now here we are. State-of-the-art Bankwest Stadium, they're about to throw open the doors.
Yeah.
One thing that's interesting is about stadium naming, right? There's controversy at the moment that the old Spotless, the Giants, GWS, who the tickets relate to, have actually taken over the naming ownership, and it's now Giants Stadium.
Really?
And the Thunder doesn't like it. They want to play in Sydney Showground.
They want to play in the Thunderdome, do they?
Yeah. And it reminds me about how the ABC, when they're calling games, they don't refer to the commercial name of the stadium. Are you across this?
Really?
Yeah.
What, just for legal reasons, they can't call stadiums what they actually are?
Well, they've just decided they don't want to promote things commercially. I never understand that.
I don't understand that at all. Give me an example.
Well, Shark Park is what they refer to. There's been so many names down there, but it's currently Points Bent Stadium.
I miss Remondus.
ANZ is the Olympic Stadium.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I think I'm right in saying that AAMI is Melbourne Olympic Park.
I think they call it Melbourne Rectangular Field.
Yeah. I mean, let's take us back to the 1950s. Suncor, of course, up in Brisbane is Lang Park.
Yeah.
But what was really strange is the ABC is happy to call Brookvale Oval Lotto Land. I don't get that.
It makes no sense. Look, Chris, it's Easter weekend. I'm feeling festive. And the Swans are taking on the Giants, speaking of derbies, next weekend. We want to give you some tickets. Two grandstand double passes to the Sydney Swans and GWS game at the SCG on Saturday, the 27th of April. Don't miss the latest chapter in the Crosstown Rivalry, the Swans versus the Giants. Saturday, April 27th, I'll be there. Tickets from Ticketek. Call us up now if you want some tickets. 133-53, Triple M, Weekend Legends.
Not sure if it's the show you'd give 10 out of 10, but these guys do high-five each other a lot.
So high-fives!
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
We are the champions by Queen, Rose. For those old of us to remember, and I know Tony Squires from the Triple M Saturday NRL will remember this.
Did you just call him old?
Yeah, no, I'm saying old enough to remember it.
Okay.
They would have been playing that when St. George Illawarra won in 2010.
Oh, yeah, don't remind me.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. And there is this question always in modern sport about what's the value in the name, and I dare say it, what's the value in the brand.
Right, okay.
And in relation to said St. George Illawarra, Paul Kent had this to say on Triple M.
I actually think at some point they should just drop Illawarra right out of it. Cut the bottom of the emblem off and just says St. George like it used to.
Okay, Kenty, thank you. I mean, why?
Don't you get that? Like, if you think about the great global sporting brands, the Yankees.
Yeah.
Manchester United.
Yeah.
Barcelona. Incidentally, during the week, Luke Keary from the Roosters said that Melbourne is like Barcelona.
Yeah, nothing like Barcelona.
Have you been to Barcelona? It's fantastic. The play is incredible. There's all that Gaudi architecture. Yeah. It's the gateway to Ibiza.
Good food.
What's the Melbourne the gateway to? Phillip Island? Yeah. But there's this complication of these multi-suburb area names. And he's just saying simplified. I kind of get it.
Well, we know why they're called St. George Illawarra Dragons. It's because of the merger with Illawarra Steelers, right?
But if you go back in history, Cronulla Sutherland, was actually excised for St. George because they were trying to dilute this successful St. George 11 premierships in 11 years thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so there was always strong ties with the Illawarra area. I used to go down to Cogra Oval and see the Illawarra drum majorettes perform at halftime of St. George games.
Yeah, right.
So when the deal was put on the table post-Super League, there was this merger. And straight away they had success. They made the grand final.
Sure. A
few issues in 1999. We don't want to go over old ground, but they did win a premiership. But maybe I think Kenty is onto something.
Really?
Who calls them the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks?
Well, I don't know anyone who calls them the Sutherland Sharks. They call them the Cronulla Sharks, right? And I don't know anyone who calls them the Illawarra Dragons. They're the St. George Dragons.
Who do you support?
The Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Oh, you do say Bankstown, do you?
I don't like where you're going with this.
Well, Cronulla Sharks, look, Canterbury Bulldogs, St. George Dragons. Let's get this game clean, efficient, and to the point.
You chop all the sides off. Let's get direct.
Because you think about the other thing, because we all know the Sharks are going to Perth. I mean, that's already done. That deal is done.
Perth Sharks has a good ring to it, doesn't it?
So Cronulla will be resumed as it was pre-1967 into St. George.
Oh,
and
God.
You cannot fit on a badge the following. The St. George Cronulla Illawarra South Coast Dragons. It simply doesn't work. I am with Paul Kent. Go the St. George Dragons. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Yeah, thank you, Sydney.
Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Sad news in a way this week, Rose, with the retirement of Greg Inglis.
Oh, it is really sad. I mean, we were even talking last week about G.I. What's the G.O.? Will he play again? Will he retire? We don't really know. And here it is. He's announced he's done with the game, which is a bit of a shock, really.
Yeah, I think it was in the cards. I think if you saw, he had a very strong game round one against the Roosters, but then down at Cogra Jubilee, he was up against Tim Laffey, and I felt that he felt he didn't deliver. And then you've got the issues he's had chronically with the knee, and then I think the shoulder, the arthritis there was that. But it's all about motivation and wanting to be able to contribute.
Yeah, it was physical and mental for him, I think.
I don't know if you caught the press conference. Normally, league players go to press conferences and blub like babies.
Yeah, or if you get caught cheating on the Australian cricket team. Yeah.
And GI was different. He seemed relieved and happy, and he was sort of kind of doing stand-up.
He was stoked. It's like he'd finally gotten it off his system. He seemed happier than I've ever seen him in a press conference.
And the one guy who did blub was Damien Cook, and GI has now branded him Cook the Sook.
Cook the Sook. I love that. Sookie Cookie.
But like everybody else, it's worth reflecting on what he's contributed to the game. I mean, his contribution to the Indigenous community is monumental will continue to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
He changed the game. His shoulder charge on Dean Young started the debate that ended up with the shoulder charge being eliminated from the game, arguably.
That's got to be something you've got to be proud of. I hit a guy so hard there to change the rules. Isn't that amazing?
What about the try that Mark Gasnier went in the centenary test against New Zealand, that GI's going over the dead ball line, flips it over his head, and Gaz gets the softest try of all time? It was brilliant.
Listen, you're talking about all the great moments, but you're not talking about the iconic moments. What about the field goal when they were down by two against St. George at the SCG?
Yes, the attempt for 1 point, Terry Lamb style. As opposed to Terry, who kicked it at Belmore, he didn't actually make it, but that happens to the best of us.
Solid math.
Everyone will have seen the palm on Triple M's Sowie.
Oh.
Sent him catapulting in the air.
Sowie's never been the same since.
The length of the field try against the Bronx. And what about the Clive Churchill medal playing 5-8 for the Storm?
Amazing.
Incredible. But who can forget this contribution to the grand final in 2014?
Gets the ball away to G.I. G.I.'s going to score. And the Goanna crawls
Yes, the nail in the Bulldog's coffin. I was very proud of him in that moment because we're not going to win that final.
Such wonderful memories. I was in a section of crowd full of South fans, and as everyone said, grown men were crying because they won the premiership, plus the shocking realisation that they support the Bunnies. For me, an indelible image will be the Indigenous All-Stars game,
yeah.
Their pre-game ritual where he's crouched amongst the boys and then they drop and he rises.
It's so iconic, isn't it? Because he did kind of rise up for the Indigenous community in that way. I mean, I think that's the moment we'll all remember him for.
He will not be lost to the game.
No.
It's been a pleasure able to watch him perform on the field as a rugby league fan.
Absolutely.
And I always feel that Greg Inglis is the Queenslander that we all were able to love, and not just because he was born in New South Wales.
Ooh, roasted.
It's the radio equivalent of chowing down on a bacon and egg roll at your kids' under six soccer. Ah. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We hope you're enjoying your Easter festivities. Take it easy and play it safe, Rose.
Oh, there's so much more to go, though, as well. I mean, there's Easter Monday, then there's a couple of weird days in there, then we're into Anzac Day. It's great.
What sport are you going to be paying attention to over the weekend?
Well, tonight I'm going to see the Tars play at the SCG. That should be fun, but I think you and I both are pretty deep in American sport right now with the NHL and the NBA playoffs.
I'm particularly keen on the NBA playoffs with seven Australians still involved.
Oh, it's so good.
And I'm going home this afternoon to watch Portland and OKC with no Australians involved.
OKC got nothing. Portland will go 3-0.
As I said, I'm really excited about Raiders and Broncos, which Triple M is calling tomorrow, and then Eels versus Tigers
Bankwest
on Easter Monday. Incredible.
Bankwest on Monday. I think everyone should sit down and tune in on that because it's a new stadium. It's what we live for.
Every week there's so much sport, you end up thinking...
Wait, what? What did I miss?
Well, I tell you what you missed this week in sport, Rose. These are things you wouldn't have heard. Tiger Woods won the Masters.
Yeah.
Winks won 33 in a row.
Yeah.
And Cameron Smith broke the NRL point scoring record.
Wow.
I'm glad I filled you in.
So much sport. Chris, the end of the world is nigh. Toyota has created a basketball robot.
Okay.
Its name is Q3. It plays as part of a team called Alvark Tokyo.
Okay.
And they use sensors on its torso to figure out how far away the ring is. It can sink threes better than Steph Curry. The world is ending. Robots are going to take over sport.
And is the robot starting or is it coming off the bench?
I think it's a bench player, but someone's got to be there to wheel the robot onto the court.
And is there any truth in the rumor that Craig Bellamy was seen in the Toyota facilities recently doing a little bit of inquiry?
I'm pretty sure Cam Smith scans the field with his torso before he goes for a play. Yeah.
My new favorite player's name, Karma Kamiga. He scored for the Storm last night. That was really exciting. The Easter show is on. Soyasuya Takiyako and Ryan Hall from the Roosters were spotted at the Steggles Poultry Pavilion with the little chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have that thing where they put the feed up on the, you know, they climb up, the little chickens climb up the thing and they peck at the feed and they slide down the...
Chris Gale.
Into the water?
If they ever took the little chicklet slide away from the Easter show, that's it. I'm boycotting the Easter show. That's what everyone goes for. You see the big cows and then you see the little chicklets go down the slide. Happy days.
I think an alarm's just gone off at the RSPCA.
How about this? Florida teenager Gianni Sosa has been arrested twice in one week for doing an RKO. Do you know what an RKO is, Chris?
Isn't that an old movie thing, like King Kong was an RKO movie?
No, it's a finishing move in wrestling Randy Orton where you jump up and grab their heads and drop them. The Viper. He's done an RKO on his principal, right, and got in trouble.
He got in trouble for that?
Yeah, he got in trouble for that. Yeah, yeah. And then in the same week, he goes to a fun park and jumps into a lake in the fun park, takes off his shirt and RKOs a fake alligator. This kid is a champion. This kid rules.
Suncorp Super Netball starts this weekend, Rose.
Nice.
And we start with a derby. The Giants versus the Swifts tomorrow, 1 p.m. Kudos Bank Arena. Get out there and you can do the Easter show as well.
Oh, very nice. Look, a bit of news that isn't necessarily sport. As we know, Notre Dame burning down last week.
Very sad.
They've saved a lot of it. Here's about a bunch of good news from it. One, the bees that lived in the tower survived.
What a relief.
Bees are okay, guys.
There were two things I was worried about, the crown of thorns and the bees, and they're both good.
Not the bees! And the other thing is that to rebuild the spire, not only are they doing a public thing where people can design the new spire, but they're going to use the Assassin's Creed video game because they recreated that whole area in one of the games. So they're going to use that recreation to help rebuild.
And they say video games are bad for
people. Exactly. It's saving the world, people.
And then finally, Rose, you might have missed that your captain from Sydney FC, Alex Brosk, has announced his retirement at the end of the season.
Love him. He was a great icon for Sydney FC, done so many good things. We'll miss him.
They knocked off Perth Glory on Thursday 1-0. 480 games still going, 138 goals, more to come, 10 trophies, and maybe one more to come for Sydney FC.
Maybe one more. Chris, you're going to have a good Easter weekend.
You too, Rose. I can't wait. I can't wait for Eels versus Tigers on Monday.
Be safe out there, everyone. Double demerits. Have a great Easter. Eat all the chocky. We'll see you next week. Weekend Legends.
Bye.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.